HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India is a very important partner for the United States, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has. She said if both work together, there will be a profound impact not only on our people but the world. She made the remarks in a joint address with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi said the two nations were natural partners with similar values and national interests. The Supreme Court has said it was happy at the center's decision to pay 50,000 rupees compensation to families of people who died due to COVID-19. The top court said that we are certain what India has done, no other country in the world has done. The bench said its order would clarify some aspects of the guidelines and make the process binding on the states. It reserved orders on two affidavits filed by the center in compliance with the top court's June 30 ruling. At least 32 people have been booked on charges of gang raping a 15-year-old girl in Maharashtra's Thane district. They raped the girl several times over a period of 9 months. Of the 32 accused, 24 have been arrested while two minors have been detained. A special investigation team has been formed to probe the case. The case came to light earlier this month when the survivor approached a relative over the prolonged sexual abuse. The European Union has unveiled plans to require smartphone makers to adopt a single charging method for mobile devices. The European Commission, the bloc's executive arm, proposed the legislation. It would mandate USB-C cables for charging, a technology that many device makers have already adopted. The main holdout is Apple. The company said it was concerned the new rules would limit innovation, and that would end up hurting consumers. Google has moved the Delhi High Court over the ongoing investigation by the Competition Commission of India. It has said the alleged leak of information to media relating to an ongoing probe into its Android smartphone agreements violates its freedom of trade. This severely affects their right to conduct business, it added. Google has said that the unlawful disclosure of the Director General's report and CCI's failure to preserve confidentiality damages its reputation.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.